Okay, if you guys want to call quick and say hi before we call it a morning or day or whatever it is, here's the phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. What else here? Hi, Patrick. This is Giuseppe. Look, Giuseppe. You can't make this up. Giuseppe. Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for everything you do. I love the shows. Well, you're welcome. Got a quick question. I heard Dr. Daniels. Come on, dude. Come on over here. Dr. Daniels talking about getting rid of moles, age spots a while back, but cannot like locate the show. I have this age spot that is rapidly growing on my face. Wow. And it is raised and lumpy, so I'm trying to remember what she said to do. Would you be able to point me in the right direction of the show if you have any other ideas? Yeah, Giuseppe. It's a nicer boy. Giuseppe. You're not far from Bridget. You can do an Italian night, Giuseppe. Bridget's Golden Bubble Play. Let's see. We've had several different things. Castor oil seems to work. You can dab some of that on there. The lady we had on the other day, what did she say? Turmeric and coconut oil could maybe get rid of those guys. So get some good organic turmeric at the hippie food store. Mix up a little paste with coconut oil. You can even try coconut oil or turmeric with castor oil too, maybe. That might work. What else? There were some other ones here. Okay, Doodle, lay down, sweetie. Lay down. She's getting antsy here. Wants to go out. Just lay down. That's a girl. You're a good girl. Lay down. I'll put my foot on her so that'll keep her going for a while. Yeah. Put Dad's foot right on you, mammy. That'll. Now she's licking my foot. Oh, let's see. You know, I wouldn't even be adverse to putting a little drop of DMSO on there to soak it in. Now, both Tony, so this is against advice, so this is not medical advice, but both Tony and Dr. Daniels say that DMSO and turpentine is actually a solvent. You don't really want to put it on your face. But Gary Hanna said it's not a problem. I mean, people drink DMSO, so I'm not sure about that one. You'd have to proceed at your own, like everything, proceed at your own risk. Do you guys have anything else? What else could you do? You know, if you really wanted to get hardcore, Giuseppe, you could go to altcancer.com. Altcancer.com. Let me go there with you. Make sure I'm at the right place. Altcancer.com. There you go. Altcancer.com. And you can go to a product called CanSema, which one of the reasons why they threw Greg Catton in jail for selling that. So you know it works. So this is not medical advice, but people do it. And they can sell it. And let's see if we can find CanSema. Here it is. Black topical salve. The people have used CanSema to ditch skin cancer and moles and stuff like that. Pretty powerful. It's bloodroot and it works, and that's why the boys don't like it, because it works. So, but it, you know, you want to be careful with it. It's because it's strong. But all kinds of information on it. Yeah, they're being very careful here a lot more careful than I am, but I'm just talking. Although designed for self-administration, CanSEMA is not a replacement for timely, competent medical advice and attention. Alpha Omega Labs highly recommend that prior to usage, the user obtain a biopsy or other diagnosis of the subject cancer site on the basis of reliable diagnosis and in conjunction with medical consultation. The user may then make their decision as to whether or not to use CanSEMA. CanSEMA, because of its ability to discriminate between healthy and cancerous tissue, is often used simultaneously as a both diagnostic tool and skin cancer remedy, but we do not recommend this use simply because skin cancer is sometimes a byproduct of other pathological conditions that should be attempted only by competent physicians. Yeah, so they're just being very politically correct here so they don't get into trouble, in my opinion, but that's cool. But they also have a thing about here, Dr. Oz, and a whole article about why orthodoxy, the mainstream media, cannot and will not give a fair, objective evaluation of CanSEMA. And I think Dr. Oz came out some time ago and said, the stuff will kill you, don't do it, and all that. Because the boys give him money and stuff, and, well, whatever they do, I shouldn't say that. They support him, let me just say that. So it's a lot of fake news, so be careful. Fake news. But you know, I have some of that. I don't think I've ever really used it, but I wonder if it would do something with just a little age spot, also known as a liver spot, if it's not raised up. I wonder if it would ditch it. I've got one on my temple, a little small one. I could experiment, put a little dab on there. Adam, what do you think about that? Adam, what do you think about Giuseppe? And he's got little age things he wants to get rid of. Jennifer Daniels recommended rubbing castor oil with coffee grounds for various veins. Did she say it would be good for age spots? I don't know. Oh, castor oil with coffee grounds for varicose veins. Ah, yeah, I think that's different, isn't it, Lynn? I think age spots are a whole different thing. Varicose veins are the veins, the little flaps that hold up the blood. You know those little flaps? They get weakened, and then the blood bulges in the veins. The heart is not a pump thing. The little flaps don't work as well. And coffee grounds and varicose veins with castor oil, age spots. Yeah, I know the castor oil would be a good thing. What you put in there, I think you could just play around with it. Somehow turmeric gets out there. So Giuseppe, I hope that helps. Maybe somebody else will have some ideas. Giuseppe. Rub gin on age spots, but age spots aren't called liver spots for no reason. Oh, gin, huh? Like gin? How about tequila? I've got some agave tequila that I use to soak my rosemary sometime and make a little tincture. I could put a little bit of that on the one I have. That's a little small thing, huh? Can hardly see it, but could I put the tequila on there? What do you think? Careful, you have girls looking your face, you know. Just a good thing. Okay. Oh, okay, here's something here. Wow, he's got a lot of stuff here. Man, this guy's a researcher. This is according to what Steve just sent us. Thanks, Steve. About 85% Oh, 85% through this podcast, Dr. Jonathan Wright answered a question about reducing age spots. In the 1948 book, a doctor studied 650 people for 6 to 7 years that were treating, he was treating for osteoarthritis with niacinamide. He found that not only did the osteoarthritis greatly improve, but age spots did as well. If taken orally, a fairly large dose of 500 milligrams 3 times a day, niacinamide is a non-flushing form of vitamin B3. Niacinamide can also be used into a skin cream. Oh, vitamin C and other skin-loving nutrients such as herb, which promotes collagen production, Cantella. All right, so you could maybe, you could do some niacinamide, non-flushing vitamin B3 internally per this 1948 study. Pretty fun. I'm going to send this to Adam. I bet you might, because he's such a researcher, maybe he would learn. He probably knows about this stuff already. But anyway, about a 70-year-old study. And you, maybe, yeah, you could do the niacinamide Giuseppe, maybe in the castor oil. And sneak in a little bit of DMSO and don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I said that. But I bet even a little pure pine gum spirits would be good on there. But Dr. Daniel says you don't want to do that on your face because it's like a solvent. Cool, man. You guys are so smart. You're such smarty pants. You're so smarty pants. I like it. Aldi la, da 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 do da, do to do. To Giuseppe, an 8-spot, writes D, maybe plenty of hydration, pure water with some sea salt, vitamin C, sulfur, and topically colostrum maybe would help. Yeah, you could mix a little colostrum in there on your, you could just put a little paste and get creative. Sulfur really helps the skin. Really helps the skin. You can, it's amazing. I've purchased a lot of skin creams over the years for Doodle, like when she gets real hot, you know, and just gets scratchy sometimes with too many buggies, no matter what you do, right? Without doing drugs. It's tough in the country sometimes, depending on how cold a winter we had. And last winter we had like zero freezing, and so we got a lot running around. But anyway, almost every skin cream you get for hot spots and scratching and itching, that one of the first or two or a second ingredient is sulfur. So this sulfur is a skin, hair, nails thing. So pony up on your sulfur. Order some sulfur, Giuseppe, and try it. See if it doesn't. People always tell me how cute I look, my face, and probably part of it, sulfur. I don't know. Could be the gluten-free pizza at Italian night at Bridget's Golden Bubble Airbnb, but I don't know. Robert says that he's had some mole. Really? Yeah, I think so. I think that'll do it. I've had a mole-like growth on my face. I used 35% hydrogen peroxide. After about 4 to 6 applications, removes it with no scarring at all. Really? So, Robert, you did 35% straight hydrogen peroxide on a mole-like growth in your face, and it just went away? Well, see, there you go. But 35%, when you put it on there, it's going to bubble, right? I mean, it's going to, like, it's strong. You sure it was 35%? Email back and let me know. I mean, that'd be like, that almost burns your skin, right? I don't know if that'd be a good thing to do on an 8-spot, but maybe. But he, Robert said he put one on a mole, and it, Yeah, I mean, 35%, that'll... It's very, very strong. You be careful with that. But he said after 4 to 6 applications, it was gone. Yeah, just burn it. It's probably the same kind of thing they do with the dermatologist. Give me $600 and I'll take this little growth off your nose. People do all the time. Probably works the same, just using hydrogen peroxide. Adam says, yes, tequila will work, although gin is the purest drinking alcohol of all. Yeah. There's a vodka that's made in Dripping Springs, believe it or not, and it's called Deep Eddie, and it's triple, they distill it 10 times. They advertise it as the purest vodka you can do. I wonder what proof that is. Yeah, maybe that would work good. Maybe I should get some of that to do my tinctures instead of the tequila. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Deep Eddie vodka? I heard it advertised. I don't drink, so I don't never had it. But they've got different flavors. Yeah, it's in Dripping Springs, Deep Eddie Vodka Distillery. It's really cool. I've seen it from the road. I've never gone in there. But they got a tasting room. I wonder what proof it is. I bet it's strong. It's funny. Yeah, I think I'm going to get some of that and start doing my tinctures like the rosemary with that. Good morning.
Yeah, I know there's a 2-call rule, but I didn't feel like typing a lot. I'll explain the 35% real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm 64, and I've had brown-like surface moles underneath my sideburns, and when I would shave, it would cut it.
Yeah.
And about 4 or 5 years ago, I said, I don't know where I heard of it, hydrogen peroxide research. I just got a Q-tip, put 35% peroxide on there. And it would start bubbling, it would sting like hell, turn red.
Yeah.
After about 5 or 6 applications, gone. It would dry up, crust up,
whoa,
went right down to the surface.
Whoa.
Little light brown spot there, but no mole. Recently, I had one about a month or two ago on my cheek, and it was bugging me. Actually, when I went to the doctor, she said, you better get that thing checked out. Just go to a dermatologist. And I was going to do the turmeric coconut oil, but it's kind of messy. So again, I put the 35% hydrogen peroxide on, just dabbed it on a Q-tip, put it on there, thought I'd give it a try, gone after about a week.
This is recently?
No lump or nothing on there.
Recently?
I'm actually thinking, well, maybe I got rid of the melanoma and it's still there, but I don't know. I mean, whatever it was, I guess you get gross. I wanted to call in and ask that lady that day.
Oh, yeah.
She really didn't go into the moles and all that. I'm sure there's a bunch of different melanomas, moles.
I wonder, though, if that would work on just these little H spots that people have that Giuseppe's writing about that's not raised. Maybe it would dig in there and get it out. I don't know.
I put that on my H spots on my hands, nothing on that. But you know
what
I did the
other day? No, it didn't take them out, yeah.
No, but you know what I did the other day? Mm. And I've seen improvement, and this is just too soon to tell. I start taking some oregano oil. I had about 10 bottles of oregano oil I bought about 10 years ago when there was that big avian swine flu epidemic that was a scare and everybody was going to die. And the oregano oil is mixed with olive oil. And I said, 10 years old, I wonder if it's still good. Oregano oil is such a high ORAC score antioxidant. That stuff didn't smell rancid or nothing.
All right, so then what'd you do?
I start taking some internally. I started to go off track. But then I Googled online, and people were saying, I put oregano oil on my age spots, and they're gone. So I said, well, let me try it. I never thought of that. I put a couple on my hand, and I swear they look better. Too soon to tell, but the peroxide never did nothing. But the oregano oil on the age spots, I don't have them on my face. I just had them on my hands because I have liver disease. But anyway, I think that 35% just eats it off. It'll bubble, fizz.
Oh, I bet it will. You know, yeah, I'm curious what it would do careful. On a flat.
It'll drip down your cheek, you know, yeah. if you put too much, and then it'll turn red there. But, you know, hydrogen peroxide is just, what, H2O. So it'll get red and burn, but no scar, nothing. Voila.
Voila. Okay, Robert, thanks. Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I know, I use 3% on my tea fees, 3%, and it bubbles a little bit, but 35%, man. But if you had a raised mole of something, I bet he's onto something, Robert. I think it would just croak it, but man, I don't know. Be careful. Yes, Adam says, yes, the niacinamide, the amide form of niacin is highly anti-inflammatory. Oh, so maybe that's why it works on these little bumpies. So there you are, Giuseppe. Maybe try some niacinamide. You be careful with that 35% hydrogen peroxide, kids, if you try that. Because it's like, whoa. I mean, I would never put that in my mouth. You could burn inside of your cheeks. It's strong. I mean, it's like... Robert burned off a mole, though. Well, I'm sure we'll solve that someday. And we'll make a product, put one out. Deep Eddy Vodka has orange and lemonade. And I'll ask him what proof it is. And I'm just down the road. Frequently asked questions. So you guys could buy some of this, make your, this is really clean stuff. They distill it 10 times. Calories, carbs, sugars. I wonder why they don't tell you what the proof is. I'm sure they have it somewhere. I'll call them. It's hard to find like really strong, or if you get grain alcohol, you could do a tincture with rosemary. Good morning on the phone. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Patrick. Hey. Nancy in Nebraska. How are you?
Well, hello, Nancy, Nebraska. What's going on, girly?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, too, if you do take your trip, I have a, it's kind of like a B&B.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here on the ranch.
Yeah?
So you and your dog can come visit us, and then Lynn and I will take you out to eat and show you the
man, really?
Yes.
You take me out, we could drive through all the fields of GMO corn and everything?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
I can show you where they're at.
That's right. Well, that'd be fun.
You'll have to look me up
yeah.
On the internet and see our little place.
Oh, so you have an Airbnb thing too?
It's not air. It's just I go through the chamber, and I have a lot of repeaters that come from Colorado or driving through, and because we're right on the Oregon Trail, so it brings a lot of those people here.
That'd be fun.
And the lake, and it's a little two-story guest ranch house. I've got it decorated really cute.
Well.
Every room has a theme. Everything's in there, so. Yeah, there's a bluff in the backyard, and it's beautiful.
And
you would enjoy it.
What city are you near? Brule?
Kind of near Brule, Oshkosh. More like Oshkosh, Ogallala. You'd get off
Ogallala.
At Ogallala.
Ogallala, Nebraska is actually in Ogallala?
Ogallala, the Ogallala Indians, yeah.
That's funny, Ogallala.
And on our bluff here, we could still see the indentions of the teepee rings.
Really?
The Indians used to be here.
Where are you in relation to Omaha, where Warren Buffett lives?
Oh, we're way at the other end.
Ah.
This is on your way to Colorado to meet the love of your life.
Oh, I see. That's where I'm going to meet her, right? Do you think Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you told me the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many there that...
You had this intuitive thing, right? Yeah.
Right. There's a lot there that... Mm-hmm. In common with you. So.
Really? Yeah. Especially like in Boulder, right? I mean, whoa.
Oh, yeah, Boulder.
Jeez.
The hippies are.
Like me, yeah. All the hippies are, yeah. Yeah.
But
Well, that's fun. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that invitation. We'll just see. But we're feeling like we're going to do a road trip pretty soon. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's in the air. I just know. It's I just get it. I keep getting it. You know, keep getting that. From the angels, you know, from the dream angels.
From the dream angels, there you go. Yep. Come on up.
Come on up. Or you, rather than come on down, come on.
When I come on down to Texas, I'm going to try and come visit you.
Come on down. Yeah, do you have a lot of moo cows?
Yes, we do. We've got about 600 mama cows.
600?
Ish.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you milk those kids and do your all raw milk stuff?
No.
You're all just meat cows.
Meat cows.
Huh. So you've never let them have babies and do the milk thing? You've never done that?
No, I bought raw milk. My friend used to have a couple milk cows, Guernseys or Jerseys or whatever.
The A2.
Yeah. A little bit of that milk for
the good
a while,
ones, yeah. No.
No, we don't.
You don't do it. It's a lot of, you got to be, it's a lot of effort, right, to do that.
Oh, I mean, it's every day, so.
Yeah, you got to milk them every day.
I don't need that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could always to put an Airbnb like Bridge and tell people that you'll give them a better price if they milk the cow every day. You know what I'm saying? Probably wouldn't work.
Go catch them out in the field.
That's right. Go catch them.
Baby mama's going to like
that's
that.
Right. That's right. Milk that girl. And then you could bring you could make some raw ricotta cheese for the Italian night at Bridget's AB. You know what I'm saying? And you could put that on your pasta.
Ah.
See, I'm just getting the big picture here, you know, the big vision.
It's a little bit too big for me.
I know. It's pretty much too big for me. Have you ever heard of Dexter cows?
Yes, I have. Somebody around here's got them.
They're amazing. They're amazing cows. Well, all cows are amazing. I think all cows, most cows are going to be people next go around, but that's just me. I think cows and horses are very, very evolved for some reason. I don't know why. So you see,
hopefully you're going to find your horse.
Yeah, I think I'm going to find them. So keep this in mind. So every time you send one of your cows to heaven, you know, for the meat. Well, keep in mind that if you do it with good consciousness and a good attitude, that you are helping that cow to move on for its next incarnation. So it's don't let the veg heads make you feel bad.
Oh, I always go. I mean, I go and thank them.
That's
you know, I do. I go and I talk to them. I cry.
Oh.
I thank them for all they've given us, the babies, you know, how they've worked hard for us and, you know, they're going off and, you know, or if they're going to be a meat cow, you know, I thank them for the food, you know, they're about to supply us with. And I do that.
I just feel
better about that because.
Atta girl. Good for you.
It's a sad thing, but.
Good for you.
Well,
you know, we're always killing something, you know.
Yeah.
We're killing a broccoli. They're a soul, too. And we whatever, right?
Well, like they say, you know, they've got, you know, so many years of a great life and only one bad day, so.
Only one bad day. But also it could
and
be.
And they don't remember it.
Again, it could be a good day that they're just going to move on, you know.
Yeah.
So they could look back as soon as they leave their body and say, well, man. Now what am I going to do? So, you know, they could be thanking you, too. So I love the way your attitude. I think it's brilliant what you're doing and thanking them. And I know that even with Doodle, she eats a lot of organic chicken wings for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And every night, we never miss. She sits there, and I put my little hand over the chicken, and we talk to it, right? And we tell the chicken what we'd like to do and thank you for doing this, and thank you for giving up your life for us. I think it's real important. I just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, at least, you know, you do feel better about doing it.
Yeah. It's the honorable thing to do.
Right.
Like the Indians, you know, they used to do that, you know, when they would shoot a deer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd go
over. They were thankful for everything and used every part of that critter.
Boy, I tell you what. They'd lose every part, and they'd eat all the innards and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, even the Mexicans, they eat everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I was going to send you an email, and then you said something about free tie-dye t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd call in.
Will you just send me your address?
I will.
And tell me what sizes you want. We'll send you a couple, and we'll just take care of you.
Okay. But the main thing I called about, too, was I don't know if anybody's listening that might have gone through that. I'm getting a call. Hold on. But my shoulders.
Mm.
It's going to ring again. Okay. So my shoulders, my rotator cuff,
yeah.
My right one is totally gone,
yeah.
Pretty much. I'm just kind of dangling with tendons and shredded ligaments. And now my other one's really messed up, and it's yesterday, it just killed me to use it, although I just keep going. And at night, I put that Vicks and turpentine. I rub all that in there. I hope that helps.
Well, you know, you want some ideas on that, baby?
Yeah, so I do. I think
you can build all that back up. So I would, every time your little mind wants to give you an image about how bad it is in there, just let that go and say, no, my shoulder's strong. My shoulder's getting better, and I'm going to do everything I can to rebuild. Because you're out on the farm. You need to have your shoulders, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So I would do that first and never buy into a dumb thought about it. That'll help a lot. And then some of the things you can do on the outer would be collagen, right? Collagen's great. We have one in our store. It's from grass-fed beef, and you can eat a lot of that. Collagen. Gelatin,
like
the Great Lakes gelatin.
That's collagen?
Yeah. Well, they have the Great Lakes gelatin, and then they have the collagen. They have the green can and the red can. I would just do the green can because it's easier to take. It doesn't clump up so much, but it's the same thing. It's just a little more refined. It's been hydrolyzed, and it's fine. So I would just do the green can in our store of Great Lakes gelatin. And then I think I would do as much of the really good fat that you can. Do you like chicken?
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is, can you find some good chicken feet?
I have some chicken feet. I actually bought them. I used to do the Sally Fallon. I used to do that, cook a chicken for, 2 or 3 days and throw the feet in there with that gelatin stuff.
Yeah, I would eat a lot of that. That's going to help rebuild all that area around there.
Just make what do I want to say?
Yeah,
like
just
a broth.
Yeah, just like a broth. And just
and drink the broth.
Does chicken feet have so many bones, they just have a kabillion pounds of that really gooey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think good fat, you know, beef tallow and stuff like that, I think it helps build up the bones as well. And Adam's listening. He'll probably have some ideas. But another thing I would do is see if you can find a good body worker around your area. See, whenever we have these problems with our shoulders and our knees, it's not an isolated thing where something went wrong with your shoulder. Generally, it's all tied in with different parts of the body, that if you can find a good body worker that understands how this works, you can do some body work. And like my shoulders used to be sore, and I don't know why.
Oh, no. My right one is gone. That cow hit that gate and threw me 10 feet.
Again, I wouldn't use that term gone. Don't do that.
Okay. It just needs repair.
It needs repair. There you go. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is, after doing lots of body work and some exercises that he gave me, I mean, I can take these shoulders and I can stretch them and I can put them down far, move them back. I can do whatever I want with them, and they feel like I was when I was 20 years around the sun. I'm serial. They just, and it's just, yeah.
You can regrow like the ligaments?
You grow anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay. Well, like acupuncture and massaging?
Yeah. Acupuncture is good. Bring more energy there. If you get massage, not so much, but you want to find a body worker, you know.
physical therapist?
Yeah. Well, like would be, I don't know, like a Rolfer, or do you know Rolfing?
No.
R-O-L-F-P. Let me see how to spell that. Okay. And see if you can find a Rolfer in your area. Go on the interweb. You'd be surprised, you know. I mean, I'm sure they got Rolfers in Nebraska. It's called R-O-L-F-I-N-G.
R-O-L-F-I-N-G.
Rolfing.
Rolfing.
It's structural integration. And you get a good Rolfer and you do about 10 sessions and they can make your body feel like you're about 12 years old, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I would start and see where that leads you. It could lead you to a different kind of body worker that really understands the body. But what usually happens, Nancy, is that we move in certain directions and maybe you were, you know, putting hay up on the hay bale the certain way, you know, for 20 years, right? And so you get into these, it's just kind of like the mind, you get into these little patterns and you can cause structural imbalances, which then will cause your shoulders and your knees to kind of go out. And then after they go out, then they'll begin to, the ligaments will be not be happy and the collagen. And before you know it, you know, you're going to one of these things and putting in a stainless steel thing or something. You know what I mean?
I know, that's what they said.
Yeah, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. Yeah,
shoulder repair. And I'm no.
You don't need to do that. But you got to get creative now. You talk to it, believe that you can do it is number one. And just don't buy into any kind of a thought like it's gone. I can't do it. You know, just let that go.
Keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. But really believe that and talk to your shoulder. Let it know that you're going to do everything you can. And then start doing some things on the outer body work, and I think I know it'll rebuild if you really work at it.
Okay.
So when I come up there and doodle on it, your shoulders are going to be like, because you're on the farm here. You can't be looking at some shoulder that doesn't work. That's not good.
Well, it's falling a lot. I used to fall a lot on my shoulders.
Right. Yeah.
In the ice.
Whoops.
But I can still do windows, right?
Yeah, keep moving. I would definitely keep moving. All right, sweetie, thanks for calling. Say hi to the cows.
All right, we'll see you up here someday.
Okay, send me an email.
I will. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, don't. We encourage you not to just, you know, you go someplace and say, oh, well, it's gone. You just got to get a knee replacement and all that, and If you want to believe that and do it, you can. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think there's other ways. Oh, potato vodka and tequila are nighttime alcohols. Both contain vitamin C. Other alcohols destroy vitamin C. So I'll find out if this vodka is made from potatoes or what it's made from. Steve writes in, I use castor oil and baking soda to successfully remove a raised skin bump that was progressively growing more prominent over the years. Here's a PDF file showing my results. Whoa. Castor oil and baking soda. Now you're talking, man. I like that. So Steve actually has got a picture here. Let me see. Okay. He had it on his forehead. Whoa. Look at this. Wow. So he's got this brown spot on his forehead. I had a pencil eraser-sized patch of tough, dark skin on my forehead for years. Here's a photo when I'm near 50 years old. Yeah, it's hard to see it, but it's there. That's the way mine is. I got a little one, much smaller, but you can see it if you look just right. So he's got this thing. So he said, kept being noticeable. So what he did was, wow, he really documented with all these pictures. totally clear. Even several years later, has not returned. I read the castor oil is about 5 years shelf life. Mine was probably older, so a new bottle may have worked quicker. Ozonated castor oil may be even better since the molecular weight. Yeah, we have some ozonated castor oil with iodine source. Look at his forehead now. It just clear as a bell. So let me see if I can get the proportion here, Steve. Do you have the proportion on there, brother? Do you have a formula for that? Because people want to know the formula. I'm going to forward this to Lynn, and I don't know what she can do with this for the show page, but how are we doing? Forward. Okay, I'll try that on my little brown spot and see what happens. Because I got ozonate castor oil and I got plenty of baking soda. So Steve's going to send us a formula. How cool is this, man? Patrick, did you make your astrological readings for best locations for your individuality to live in this lifetime with an astrologer you said you work with? No, I did a Vedic astrology thing, which was pretty cool, but you can also do what they call as astrocartography. Astrocartography. But I haven't done that. But you know, my feeling is that as soul, if we just keep following our nose and asking for guidance, we're going to find the very, very best place. But those things are fun to do. But I would never make a decision based on what somebody else told me. But they could be guiding lights, you know? Yeah. I've heard about it. I've never had it done. Astrocartography. They actually tell you what's a good, favorable place through your Vedic astrology thing. I might do that. Clarified butter rebuilds ligaments. There you go. Okay, here's a good one for you, Nancy, Nebraska. Clarified butter. It also is known as ghee. And we have a nice one in our store. It's grass-fed ghee, pure Indian foods. It's the one I use, and I use a lot of it. Maybe that's why my little shoulders rebuild. I mean, I use it every day. I use a lot. It's my fat of choice. Clarified butter builds ligaments. So Nance, get some of that clarified butter on our website. Get a couple things and use a lot of it. Just every time you get a chance, you could put it in your coffee. You can put it on, if you eat oats, put some in there. You can just put it on vegetables. Just eat a lot of it. And I had no idea that ghee builds ligaments. Adam, he knows his stuff, man. We're so blessed to have Adam in our life, aren't we? Phew, man. Clarified butter. For the lady caller, Nancy, joints. Deer antler. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, deer antler would be a good thing. For calcium, oh, sesame seeds, tahini, olives. Yeah, this black sesame oil would be really nice from Andreas. I like that. That's good for the hair. You could take that, Nancy. That's got some really wonderful calcium. Kind of cut out the grains. Lots of green leaves. Ah, this is fun. Adam says that shoulders are our shoulders. S-H-O-U-L-D-E-R-S-E-R-S. Shoulder, our shoulders. When someone says, I have to go to the store, instead of I am going to the store, The rotator cuff and deltoid muscles are in the line of fire. So, Nance, don't say I have to go somewhere else. Just say I'm going to go somewhere else. So even those kind of thoughts can mess up your rotator cuff. I know this is new age medicine, but it's real. Isn't that amazing that you could say things like, I have to go to the store for 20 years and mess up your rotator cuffs? So you see how it works. That what we believe and what we say affects every body, every moment. And see, like Adam says, when these different muscles, Nancy, get kind of tight or got to fire it up, and that'll cause your little rotator cuffs to not be as happy as they should. So that's why the body work is real cool. You might even do a session with Adam Bergstrom and talk about your shoulders, and he'll do a Skype thing and he'd get it going on, man. I would, because you live out in the farm, Nance. You don't want to be not being able to move around. That's not good. Your husband will have to do all the work. He won't be happy. Olives are the richest source in calcium on the planet. I read somewhere in the book that by David Wolf. Huh. Boy, I should eat a lot of olive oil. Man. Okay. Then we'll go here after this 3 hours. Why? I just dabbled a few drops of castor oil in a tiny bit of baking soda into a paste and used it. No particular formula. Yeah, I thought so, Steve. Thank you. Well, yeah, you see these pictures and you see what he did on this brown spot on his forehead. Pretty impressive. That's great. So just get some baking soda, a little bit of castor oil, and make a paste and just use it up. So I have this one little small spot, about a match head. And I'll try it on mine, and I'll let you guys know if it works. Pretty cool. Boy, I couldn't get any safer than that, right? Phew. All right, kids, there's more, but I really want to go here. Thanks a lot. I love you all very much. We appreciate your ongoing support. So keep us in mind whenever you need something. Go into our store. Bookmark us through Amazon. And then try some of our stuff, and I think you're going to like it. This is one of my favorite all-time songs. I don't know why. It's just got this haunting melody that, man. So I played it about 6 months ago. We're going to do it again. We'll see you with Ken Rolla on Monday. He's got some great stories to tell. Love this song. I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. Keep in touch. And we'll see you Monday morning or before in the dream state. You know,
Sister Rust, where are you now? I met you over Rocky Mountains, feeling blue, waiting for a last frame to walk through all together. But when you closed your eyes, it was then I realized you were so far away. There was nothing I could do to stop you feeling blue anyway. Thank you. sister us. I need you now, 'cause I got a feeling it's you and me again, waiting for the credits to end now and forever. With something in our hearts that if we were to start would pull us away. There's nothing we can do to stop feeling this.